Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley, and we're working on your financial freedom. And we're going to do so today by talking about one property, one physical piece of real estate located in a sea of assets. One property located in a sea of assets. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a rental property that you could potentially own. Now, if you're just joining this show, you're here because you're trying to find a different solution. I know the stock market is reasonably doing well, but if you really dig into what the stock market's doing, you have to ask yourself, is it doing reasonably well, or is it in a situation where things could go wrong? I mean, you've got to be able to analyze that, especially if that's how you invest. Now, the way I invest in real estate. I invest in physical assets that you just don't go out and buy overnight and sell the next day. Real estate is not the fast action stock game that you're involved in, which to me is more like gambling. Yeah, it's more like, hey, I've got a bag of money. Let me take it down to the casino. I like that roulette wheel. And let's just take the bag of money and put it on red, see what happens. Spin the wheel and you're thinking, oh, maybe I should have went black, not red. I don't know. And then all of a sudden the ball starts bouncing around. The wheel starts slowing down and the little ball settles into a cup. And it's either red, in which case you win, black, in case you lose, or green, in which case you lose again. Yeah, because some casinos put one, maybe two green cups on the roulette wheel because it enhances their odds. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, well, you can bet on it, but it's not a safe bet. So why am I bringing up gambling? Because real estate investing is not anything like gambling. It's not. Now, you may think it is. You may have heard stories about how people speculate in real estate. And I'm here to tell you there are people that speculate in real estate. That's not what we do as Lifestyles Unlimited members. As Lifestyles Unlimited members, we don't speculate. We make sound investment decisions. We look at assets that have the potential to pay us five different ways, six different ways if we're in the multifamily space. But what I'm going to focus on today is the single family space. And I'm going to focus on a place that you might have heard of. Now, it may not be a place you want to live in, but let me put it to you this way. There's 7.8 million people living in this place. It's a big place. It's a big city in a big state. And it's called Houston, Texas. And Houston, Texas is a great place for you to invest in. Specifically because there are 7.8 million people in that marketplace. 7.8 million people. We have to kind of look at what Houston has done. Are they in a growth phase or are they in a decline phase? Because that has an impact on our decisions to maybe invest there. Here's what I know. Houston recently added 127,000 people from mid-2024 to mid-2025. Now, it's a little slower than prior years, but still strong and among the fastest growing United States metro areas, period, in a sentence. Houston is a growth market. Now, you probably understand that terminology because that's probably the kind of stocks that you invest in, right? You invest in growth stocks because you were taught that they have the highest potential to pay you the best returns, right? And if you're humming along in the stock market and you're getting like, you know, 7 to 10% return on your investment, you're doing really well. If you're getting a higher number, you're doing even better than that, right? And again, I caution you, if you don't know how to read stock charts, now is a good time to figure it out. Now, I'm not going to teach you how to do that in this episode. First of all, that's not the lane that I invest in. Even though I know a lot about it because I used to invest in stocks, I no longer invest in stocks. I choose real estate over stocks. And Houston is a great place for you to invest your money. Did you know there are 882 people per square mile across 8,839 square miles? That's pretty cool, don't you think? The median age of people living in Houston is 35.7 years of age. Now, median means half of the people living there are above 35.7 years of age and half are below. But it also means when you look at the greater scope of the nation, the region remains relatively young. Now, the median age of all municipalities across the United States is 39.2 years. So Houston is roughly 3.5 years younger as a median age. So it's relatively young. Now, amongst the 7.8 million people that live there, there are 2.77 million households. The average household size is around 2.8 persons, which is a little bit higher than the national average. There's a higher share of children under 18 than the national average. There's a growing senior population of 65 plus, but that number is still below U.S. norms. So why do you care about all this information? Why do you need to know this information? Because if you decide to invest in a place like Houston, Texas, you have to understand the demographics. You have to understand who your customers are, who they potentially will be. And what I'm seeing based off of just a general review of demographic information is that Houston is a thriving municipality with a slightly younger population base. It's loaded with families, and that's pretty much what I'm looking for when I'm looking to invest in real estate. Part of my target market are people that are families. I am looking to offer housing to people that are looking for a certain type of housing. Now, I told you at the beginning of the episode, there's one property I'm going to talk about, and this particular property can make you a lot of money if you do it correctly. If you do it incorrectly, if you decide to speculate, it could be a train wreck. I mean, that's one of those areas where real estate does become risky. If you don't understand what you're doing, you have a higher potential to get yourself into trouble. And that's where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor education and mentoring company. They sponsor the Del Walmsley radio show. As a matter of fact, Del Walmsley is the guy that founded Lifestyles Unlimited back in 1990, specifically to help people like you and me change the trajectory of their life. Now, in my particular case, oh, by the way, I'm a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I've been a member for 9 years, and I used the information that Lifestyles Unlimited taught me to change my retirement trajectory. I did, and I changed it in a very favorable way. I got the results I was looking for, but it all started with education. It all started with understanding how to invest correctly. And part of investing correctly is understanding what demographic data can do for you. If you are interested in investing in the fifth largest MSA in the United States, then Houston, Texas is a great place to invest. Also, one of the things that we have learned as Lifestyles Unlimited members is that the substance of the market is very favorable to real estate investors in Houston, Texas. There's not an imbalance between value and what you can rent a property for. They're pretty much in line. There's still appreciation. There's still the ability to capture equity. There's still the ability to make money five different ways in Houston, Texas. But you got to know how to do it. In the next segment, we'll get into it. Stick around. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about Houston, Texas. Now, I know there are a lot of you listening to my voice that are saying inside your head, Houston is not a place I want to live. It's hot in the summer. It potentially has issues with hurricanes. It's coastal. I don't want to live there. And here's the point I'm going to make. You don't have to. You're not buying this asset for you to live in. You're buying this asset for you to invest in. And when I pointed out to you earlier in the episode that Houston has a fairly significant population, well over 7 million people, what did we determine? Well, we determined that like 7 million people want to live there. That's kind of what I determined, 7.8 million to be a little more accurate, according to censusreporter.com. So, Houston. Why Houston? Where in Houston? Where should we buy? How do we figure it out? That's a big metropolitan area. It's got a lot of square footage. It's got a lot of different markets and submarkets. How do we figure that out? Well, we do ourselves a little research. Now, one of the legs up you get as a Lifestyles Unlimited member is you're going to have the opportunity to meet other Lifestyles Unlimited members that are investing in Houston, Texas. And trust me, they are a treasure trove of information. They are. They are willing to share it with you because that's how we roll at Lifestyles Unlimited. We don't hold proprietary information close to our chest. We just don't do that. And there's a myriad of reasons why we don't do it. First of all, it's not our culture. Second of all, it's not how we're taught to behave as investors amongst our fellow investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. And third of all, if you don't share information, you don't get information. Yeah. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I'm not saying, well, if I don't go into a meeting and I don't share information, no one's going to share it with me. That's not the point I'm trying to make. What I'm trying to point out is that members of Lifestyles Unlimited share information with each other, especially when they find out that you're kind of new, because they want you to understand what they understand. It is critical to your success. Along with that, all of the education is dedicated to teaching you what you need to understand about how to invest. And a lot of the information we're going to teach you is not information that you would expect to receive because we're not a typical four-year college or university. We're not. We're a very specialized organization that does specialized education, and we provide that education to a very specialized group of people called Lifestyles Unlimited members who have made an informed decision that they want to do something different than what they're currently doing. They want to move away from investing in the stock market. They want to move away from investing in precious metals. They want to move away from investing in treasury notes. They want to move away from investing in REITs. They want to move away from fill in the blank. And the reason they want to move away from it is because they're not getting the returns that they're wanting to get. What they're realizing is that the returns are coming in. They are positive returns, but those returns are like being on the slow boat to China. It's exactly what it's like. It's going to take a real long time for you to get the results you're trying to get. Now, real estate has the ability to give you much better results. And when you mitigate the risk of real estate by educating yourself, by surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded investors, by having a mentor on your team. And if you're investing in multifamily, and if you need a leg up, having a key principal on your team, these are things that mitigate your risks going forward into real estate. And I cannot overemphasize the fact that education is the number one thing. It is the number one thing because knowledge is power. What you know is exactly what you know. What you don't know can be a problem. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. And Lifestyles Unlimited is dedicated to teaching you what you should know, what you need to know to be successful. And it's not traditional university work. It is information provided to you by fellow members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have gone before you, that have achieved success doing what you're attempting to do, and more importantly, helping you. Helping. Isn't that a different approach to investing? I mean, do you feel like you get a lot of help doing what you're doing now for investing? I mean, you get what, an annual meeting with your financial planner? And that's for like, what, an hour, maybe 2 hours? And what are they trying to do in that meeting? Well, they're trying to sell you securities. They're trying to sell you investments. They're trying to sell you insurance. They're trying to upsell you on additional products that you need for your investment portfolio, because that's how they make their money. That's completely how they make their money. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, that's not how we make our money. Lifestyles Unlimited is dedicated to its membership. Now, it does cost some money to become a member. This is not a government program where we hand out freebies based on the backs of the taxpayer. We're not doing that at Lifestyles Unlimited. So there is a cost for you to become a member. But that cost is a lot lower than you think it is. It is way lower than you think it is. You want to find out what that cost is? All right, here, I'll lead you right to the where you're looking for the information. Lifestylesunlimited.com. Yeah, it kind of has a rolls off the tongue kind of effect, right? Lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on Start Here. It's up near the top, it's a little tab. Click on it. It's going to tell you some things about Lifestyles Unlimited. Information you need to know. It's going to tell you some information about Del Wamsley, our founder and CEO. And as you scroll down, it's going to give you an opportunity to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And it's going to give you a price point to do that. Now, I know some of you are already ahead of me. Some of you are already on that page, and you're scrolling down, and you're looking at that price point, and you're going, no way. There's no way they can do that for that price. Yeah, way we can. And we're doing it for that price point. That price point gets you the keys to the kingdom. It gets you access to the Lifestyles Unlimited community. It gives you access to the basic framework that you need to be a successful real estate investor. And it gives you access to 16 hours of education that's going to change your life. In the next segment, we're going to get back to that one property in Houston. Stick around.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Want to build income without a second job? Learn how real estate investing can help you create extra income one step at a time with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I'm proudly sitting in for Del, who, by the way, is just enjoying life. He's decided that he's going to go take a couple weeks, go do what he and Melissa want to do. And you know what? I'm cool with that. As a matter of fact, he asked me to fill in for him, me, as well as Andy Webb, my co-host on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, which is the sister program to this particular program. And, you know, Andy and I are real excited for Del because, you know, he kind of busts his butt for the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I mean, I don't think kinda is an accurate representation. He cares. He cares about the community. He cares about the organization. He cares about the success of its members. And he busts his butt. So what does he do? I mean, you know, you hear him on the radio, right? I mean, he's effectively retired. But he is still helping out the community. As a matter of fact, he serves as my primary mentor. Yeah, when I'm working on multifamily deals that I'm looking to buy, Dell is the first guy I talk to. He is. As soon as I get one that looks like it might make sense, I put together some basic information. I email it over to him. He gives me a call back when he's got a chance. And he says, Al, let's go over this. All right, let's do it. And we pick the deal apart. I mean, there's been a couple of deals that I've looked at where he's just flat out told me this is not going to work. Now, of course, me wanting it to work, you know, my first reaction is, well, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? You know, this has got to work, man. I'm looking for a deal. And what Dell does is he explains why it won't work. And he cuts right to the chase. He just says, well, I don't see it working, and here's why. And he's been right. I've walked away from those deals. It saved me a lot of money. It did, because I didn't buy something that wasn't going to work. And that's very important to have a mentor on your team. Dell Walmsley is my mentor. Sometimes I don't like what he says, because in my mind, I'm like, well, you know, I've got a personal agenda that I'm trying to achieve. And that's the beauty of having Dell on my team. He cuts through all that personal agenda stuff. He looks at it as a disinterested third party who's very interested in my success. Now, there's been a couple deals where he's told me, yeah, let's dig into this one, because he sees potential in the asset. And then we work it through. So having Dell Walmsley on your team, it's pretty cool. Now, Dell is only active in the multifamily space, and that's fine, because we have other mentors who are also active in the multifamily space that are Lifestyles Unlimited members that are perfectly capable of advising you. And in addition to that, we have single family mentors that will assist you when you're working on buying a single family asset. On top of that, Lifestyles Unlimited has sister companies that are available for your use. They work exclusively for Lifestyles Unlimited members in the areas of real estate, finance, and other mediums that are of value to you. Now, there's no requirement to use them. You can build your own stuff if you want. It's totally fine. But all those services are available to you. Now, one of the things that I like as a Lifestyles Unlimited member who's looking at single family assets to buy is I like the fact that we are connected to the Lifestyles Realty team. And that Realty team has got some real superstars on it. One of those superstars, his name is Moon Kim. You probably never heard of him unless you're in Houston, unless you're engaged in Houston real estate. Because Moon Kim is like recognized like every year. I don't know if he got recognized this year. I haven't been paying attention. But he keeps getting recognized as like a top producer on the Houston Real Estate Association's Who's Who list. And the reason for that is he finds a lot of great assets for Lifestyles Unlimited members to buy. And we're going to talk about one of those assets. But before we do, we're going to talk about the area this thing is in, which is why I told you all about Houston. Because this asset is in a particular zip code in Houston, Texas. That zip code is 77044. Yeah, you want to write it down? I'll give it to you again. 77044. Now, in that zip code, there's a lot of different types of product that you could buy. There's newer stuff. There's older stuff. There's stuff that's about 20 years old. And Moon sent me some information on a property that's about 20 years old. He did. And here's what he told me. He said, look, this thing is in that zip code, that 77044 zip code. It's three bedrooms, one bath. It's built 20 years ago. It's about 1,150 square feet. It's a little small, but still doable. He said the average price for this asset, when it's all fixed up, is around $191,000. That it's available for about $110,000. The reason it's available for such a discounted price is that this thing has got some issues. There are some things that need to be corrected. And even though the property is only 20 years old, there are systems within the property that need to be rejuvenated, because not all systems in real estate assets last 20 years. Some of them peter out at 15 years. Some of them peter out at 10 years. Some of them peter out at 5 years. Some shorter. Some last a really long time. And when you're educated on what those systems are, what their general lifespan is, you can get an understanding for what is potentially wrong with this asset. Now, Moon estimates it's going to take about $33,500 to fix this thing up. Where are you going to get the money from? Savings account? In a jar in your backyard? Rich uncle? None of the above? All of the above? Well, the reason I poised the question that way is that I wanted you to think about that. Where would you lay your hands on $33,500 to fix the property up, plus the $110,000 to buy it? So now you're looking at what, $147,500? And then you're going to have closing and holding costs. So let's take that up to like $157,500. Where are you going to get the money? You going to go to a bank, take out a loan? All right. They'll loan you maybe a percentage of the $110,000 that the property costs right now. They're not going to pay for any of the repair costs. And you're going to have to come in with about 20% down minimum. So you're going to need about $22,000 for the down payment. You're going to need that $33,500 for the repairs. You're going to need that $10,000 for the closing and holding costs. Sounds like a lot of money, right? What if I told you you don't need that much money? What if I told you you probably only need about $15,500? I mean, that's a much lower number than the number you were thinking about, right? Well, the way you can do this and do it legally is by taking advantage of a hard money loan, something you've probably never heard of. It is debt that you use to acquire and repair the property and then remediate when you're done that you put long-term financing in to replace it with. Just taught you something about real estate, didn't I? In the next segment, I'm going to get back into this property and how it makes you money. Stick around. Welcome back to the show. I know I've been hitting you with a lot of stuff today, but I think you can handle it. And one of the things that I want you to understand is that when you invest in real estate, you can make money more than one particular way. You can make money five different ways, six different ways if we're in the multifamily space. Now, today I'm just talking about single family assets, which are pretty much the bread and butter of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We have a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that are investing in single family assets, and they're changing their retirement destiny one asset at a time. And here's the thing. You need more than one. You do. You got to be able to buy more than one. So what if you don't have enough money to buy all the assets that you need so that you can quit working? Well, not a problem. You buy as many as you can, and then you develop a strategy to liquidate those assets in the future to obtain all the equities that's built up in the asset. And then you take that money and you buy multiple assets to replace the one you disposed of. The general rule of thumb is when we as Lifestyles Unlimited sell a single family asset, we replace it with at least two. Yeah, not one, but two. That gives you twice as much real estate as what you had before. Now, let me get into these five ways we make money in real estate. The number one way is the cash flow. Cash flow is very, very, very important because you're going to use the cash flow to replace your earned income, the money you go to work to receive. And one particular asset is not going to replace all of your earned income, but it is going to replace a bill. Now, in the case of this particular asset that we've been talking about, it produces $246 a month in potential cash flow. It's when you look at what the property will rent for, you subtract the principal and interest payments for the mortgage, you subtract the taxes you have to pay, you subtract the insurance you have to pay, any additional miscellaneous expenses. If you didn't do it the Lifestyles Unlimited way, you do need to factor in a maintenance expense. When you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, that will all make sense to you. But $246 a month. When you annualize that, that's just shy of $3,000 a year. $3,000 a year. Now, let's put that $3,000 a year into perspective. If you're trying to replace disposable income of, say, I don't know, $100,000, and you've got an asset that's producing $3,000, how many of those assets do you need to replace all the income? Well, the easiest way to do it here, I'll just cheat and I'll use my calculator here, see if the darn thing's working. So I'm putting $100,000 into the calculator. I'm dividing it by $3,000, I already know the answer, but I'm doing this for fun. And it tells me I need 33.33 assets. I need 33 houses producing $3,000 a month. That's a lot of houses. And if I'm buying them at what did I tell you, $15,500 a piece? How much money do I need to buy 33.33 houses? I need a lot, but that's okay because I'm going to start with what I have. I'm going to invest it. I'm going to start buying real estate. I'm going to start building my portfolio up. And what I'm going to find is that once I do that, once I spent all of my available investment capital into real estate assets, it's kind of a waiting game. I'm going to wait for exit strategies to occur. They're real. Yeah, there are exit strategies to dispose of single family assets. I'm not going to go into them in this episode because we're almost done with the episode. I still got to talk to you about the five ways we make money in real estate. So I talked to you about one, the cash flow. Put it in the back of your mind that you can do this. I'm serious. Put it in the back of your mind that you can do this. You just need the information to get it done. Now, one of the other ways is this particular property is going to make us money. It's not just on the cash flow. It's the fact we're investing $15,500 into the asset. That's our physical contribution because we're using something called a hard money loan. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier in the episode, but that's the vehicle that we're using to buy, repair, and put back into service this asset. And that hard money loan is going to cover everything except for about $15,500. That's why we got to come to the table with $15,500. But in doing so, we're going to capture about $37,500 in additional equity. It's going to give us a lot of total equity, about 50, what does that work out to be? $53,000 of total equity. So we've got $53,000 sitting in the asset the day we buy it because our all-in cost is $37,500 below that actual value that it's worth in the marketplace when it's all fixed up of $191,000. Pretty cool, right? Now, you're starting to understand if we've got about $53,000 of equity tied up in this asset, we may want to tap into that equity, right? So one of the ways to do it is to do a cash out refinance. Another way to do it is just to sell the property. Either way is permissible, but you have to understand the consequences of either way. And the consequences aren't great. It's just something you have to consider. If you refinance the property, you're going to take money out, but you're probably going to diminish your cash flow because you're going to have a higher debt on the property. So that could be a problem. You may not want to do that. If you sell the asset, then the asset is disposed of. It's gone. It stops paying you an income stream until you can buy the properties to replace it. But what a great problem to have. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Del Walmsley's doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on Start Here, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.